Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And we are coming into episode 1730, the 30th episode of 2017. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed week. I wanted to just let you know, this is going to be an extremely short show. This is going to be more of an announcement. Before I get into that, though, I want to thank the Amron core operators, just Amron in general, for the work that they're doing. Upstanding, amazing work, doing some heavy lifting there in the communications department with the hurricane that is, well, still a tropical storm, but it is pummeling Texas. Now, the initial landfall had dropped from a Category 4 down to basically Category 1 and then a tropical storm. But the worst of it is to come. Just like in Hurricane Katrina, the worst of it wasn't just the initial hurricane striking. It was all of the other peripheral damage, like, of course, with Louisiana, the breaking of the dike and flooding, but there is flooding in Texas, especially in Houston. They're expecting 50 inches of rainfall. 50 inches of rainfall. That's monumental. That is an ocean floating above their heads coming down. So that's supposed to expected to continue for days. The storm could... They're saying it could go back out into the Gulf and re-strengthen again and swirl back around for a second punch. So we'll continue to watch that. I know the Amron Corps operators are sending out sit reps and handling traffic. So good job, guys. Really good. And of course, Antifa, they are going violent in Berkeley right now. The police have just completely backed away, and it is mob rule. There is a war in America. There's another war that's going on too, not just on the streets of Berkeley, but in our homes and Christian homes. And as many of you know, Mrs. Schmidt and I have been trying to work through some issues in our marriage. We have come under strong attack in our marriage. And this is everywhere. We are not alone. It is just staggering. Everywhere you look, the enemy is attacking marriages, the base of the resistance. I'm especially seeing, and these are Christian families, Christian marriages that are under attack. I'm looking around, and it is so heavily concentrated on leadership and just people that are effective in the fight for liberty from a Christian heritage fight. And so it's just everywhere. Well, we've been working through some things. I'm just bearing my heart here with you guys right now. I love this listening audience. You guys are so supportive. It's just such an amazing group of people. And we are very grateful for all of your support and your prayers. In the last month, we've been working through some very difficult issues and some each of us holding, resentment and bitterness toward about different things. We're trying to work through that. Well, last weekend there was a huge blowout, and I blew up. I acted completely uncharacteristic for me, and I took off to go to Southern Idaho to spend some time with some Amron operators, and for the eclipse and doing communication stuff, which was supposed to be a family road trip, but there was a conflict of scheduling there. So I left by myself. And when I came back, Mrs. Schmidt had went to stay with another Christian family for a while. And I want to share something with you as far as handling things correctly or not correctly, and I did not handle it correctly at all. And so I texted this to her, and it's Ephesians 4, 30 through 32, and I'll read it to you. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. I violated every one of those. And I am ashamed. And I did not help things. I made things much worse. And if grieved not only my wife's heart, but also the Holy Spirit. And so I am with a contrite heart and very remorseful and with a repentant heart. I am going to take September off. My wife has to be my highest priority. And I need to focus on that. And I thank you all for your understanding. Now, what we are going to do is we're going to re-air. Thank you, Codename Major Payne, for this recommendation. We are going to re-air the very popular Underground series through September. And I will come on ahead of time. And, you know, I'll do a little news and commentary and just kind of a lead in. And then we'll re-air. And all of our normal sponsors will have their spots. And thank you so much, guys, for supporting us. Thank you in the listening audience for finding value in Radio Free Redoubt and supporting us financially. Your contributions are hugely appreciated and necessary to keep us going. But I must attend to this battlefront first. I have to win this battle, because if there is no Mrs. Schmidt, there is no John Jacob Schmidt and Radio Free Redoubt. So this is the plan through the month of September. Your mission is to lift us up in prayer, if you will accept that mission, and really be on your knees for that, for all marriages all around. Because when this first developed, I sent an email out to probably about 30 or 40 people in these various different circles that I'm in, and advisors and mentors and kind of people in my inner circle. Knowing that there's so much of this going on everywhere, it's not just us, but how many emails or phone calls or texts that I got back from people saying, dude, we're in the same boat. Okay, well, I'll pray for you too. I mean, this is just everywhere. It's annihilating the Christian community. It's a spiritual warfare. All right, and so we've got to roll up our sleeves and we've got to fight it. I'm going to be, as I said, re-airing previous shows, so there'll be content. I know a lot of, you know, new listeners and people haven't heard it, or people want to hear it again. So that is what we're going to air through September. I will also be doing the KTW shows on, you know, our radio station, KTW out of Spokane, because those are pre-recorded usually the day before. And Mrs. Schmidt is at work, so there's no interference there, and she understands this is how we make a living, and you know, this is necessary. So, you know, the show must go on, but there is definitely a way to do it without interfering with the time that I must devote to the bride and the apple of my eye and the love of my life. She is the most amazing person I have ever known in my life. And I was foolish. We are going, there's nothing crazy going on, no affairs or anything like that. Thank God. Oh my goodness. Seeing some of that too, but mostly it's really a spirit of bitterness and discontentment and unforgiveness and just a lot of that stuff going on. So when we're in this, there's this fighting everywhere, you know, on the spiritual level, in our country, you know, for freedom, in the political realm, in the churches, in our families, in the schools, for the minds and souls of our children. It's everywhere. All right. Now, we're all about resistance, right? Resisting evil, standing up for righteousness, liberating the oppressed. And right now, this is just the battle that I have to engage. I ask you to join me in this battle. And it is one, where it's a spiritual warfare. So those weapons are not carnal. Keep your M4 clean. You're probably going to be using that. The way Antifa's acting up. And also there's speculation or rumors, and some people are saying there's evidence. I haven't seen yet, but it seems very credible and plausible. George Soros and his gang are actually fomenting this, these freedom of speech rallies where right-wing groups are showing up to do rallies, and then it turns into, counter-protests and then violence. Well, the word on the street is that Soros and his ilk are actually, his people are behind starting up these First Amendment rallies, drawing in people that have been duped, thinking that, this is legit. They show up to stand for right-wing stuff, and then Antifa shows up, and then it turns into violence, riots, which could be the whole design and intent in order to escalate things, start disarming people, start declaring, right-wing extremists, terrorists, instead of rightly labeling Antifa as the communist revolutionary terrorist group that they are. But we'll see how that unfolds. I will be watching that stuff. This week, my mind was reeling. I was rendered ineffective. I was mission ineffective. Anyway, we're going to be getting our wobbly feet back under us. I'm not completely unplugged. All this week I was unplugged, but that's going to change. So anyway, that's it. That's all I got. So thank you guys so much for your support, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for supporting us. We're not going anywhere, right? But we have to shift fire here momentarily. So thank you for your pay. There goes bow hunting season. See, I blew that too. Doggone it. Oh man, there's a lot, and I'm responsible for a lot of it. And so now I'm responsible for leading the way on the healing and damage control process. And I hope I can pull it off. I'm convinced that I can, because our marriage was obviously orchestrated by God. It was ordained by God, and we know the enemy wants to destroy it. It's very effective. This is what people are saying. They're just like, what? You and Mrs. Schmidt? That's impossible. Not you, super couple. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly. There's, and of course, I'm looking at these other people like the least you would expect. You're looking at them like, what? You? But here we are. And that's the reality of it. And look at it for what it is. It is spiritual warfare, and you're going to lose if you don't get in the game and fight. And I am going to fight. Both of us have good, solid, wise counsel that are, nobody's whispering in our ear going, you should leave the jerk, to either of us. There's, of course, that's not where her mind was last week. Last week, it was, if I got killed in the car accident, she'd probably breathe a sigh of relief at first. Yeah, it was over in her mind last week. And I don't blame her. I was wrong. I was dead wrong. So I am going to redeem my marriage that the Lord promised me I was going to be able to do. So thank you guys so much for being out there. We will continue the mission. You guys stay in the fight, stay in the mission. Gentlemen, make your wives know that they are the priority in your life. And wives, support your husband. Support him and stand behind him. Don't let anything come between you guys. You've got to stand together. Don't point your weapons at each other. Point them outward at the real enemy. Don't make each other enemies. And I'm preaching to myself right here, right now. Okay, guys, you have a great week. God bless. Take care of yourselves. I will be in touch. And we'll talk to you on the air next Saturday on KTW at 9 a.m. Pacific. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. Good night.